The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
World Cup is here in the U.S. Hadn't been here since the 90s, and we are showing off.
Man, people are loving America.
They're loving America because it's the best country on the planet. Well,
I love that so many different people from across the world are saying, you see this news of America and you think it is going to be this awful place because that's all the news projects about America. But then you come here and everyone's nice and it's beautiful. And
it's the same
humongous.
Way in every country. Everything's burning down, or every state. You think something's bad and then you go, you're like, where's all this craziness? It's just not the case. There was a little boy here from across the pond. He's from the UK and he tried brownies for the first time. Listen to him.
Mr. Dunn.
Who made this?
The chef.
Who's chef?
In the kitchen. Why?
Tell him.
Tell him what?
This thing is lovely.
Keep eating it.
It's lovely. And we have to tell the chef. It's lovely. He bit it and he's like, what in the world?
Why do they not have brownies in the UK?
I don't know, because it's an American thing.
Oh.
It was invented in America. Somebody didn't have flour or something and they just made brownie.
My nephew was just in the UK and he said that he did not enjoy the food one bit. He said there was no flavor to it at all.
He said it was disgusting. He said, honestly, I had a Euro there and it tasted like the best thing ever, but I think it was just because it had salt on it. And speaking of which, there's a French man that's gone viral for something he loves here in the good old USA.
I have found out why America is so great. And it is one thing and one thing only. L'air conditioning. It is the greatest thing I have ever experienced. I believe you need to add a verse to your national anthem that talks about air conditioning. Americans are only scared of one thing, and that is being hot. But I love it.
It's true.
I love it.
We're only scared of being hot. Yeah. You know, if we didn't have AC, if one thing happens with AC, I'm like, call the maintenance!
If they want to see everyone go from nice to naughty, just let the air conditioning go out. You'll get to meet Americans real quick.
Yeah, for real.
That hospitality will go right out the window.
And being cold, it's true. We definitely like being cool here. There's a gentleman from Scotland. His name is Sean, talking about one of the wonders here in America.
Bucky's is like America in a box.
Bucky's.
A very, very large box. I had goosebumps when we walked out. The atmosphere was just absolutely electric. You guys have ice on every single floor in your hotels, which is great. I love it.
Ice on every single floor. So
ice is a big deal. They don't have ice makers everywhere across other countries.
Which is really odd to me, because I would think ice is just everywhere since the invention of the refrigerator and the freezer. I do remember,
America's
though,
watching
a documentary, I realized that ice is a new thing. So back in the late 1800s, obviously without refrigeration, people would take ice from cold places, put them in the bottom of ships, and sail to ports, and people would line up for drinks with ice because it would melt.
Exactly.
That's the only way you could get ice back in the day. Finally, Hiroshige from Japan, who I thought was just absolutely amazing.
My name is Hirochika Nakakuki. Excuse me, I cannot speak English, but I'm excited!
Japan was one of the most festive countries. We hosted the 2026 FIFA Fan Festival. And Otto, when you were playing music, the Japanese country was going, the people from Japan were going crazy.
They loved Mexican music. Like Mexican music specifically. Not
reggaeton. Mexican music. When you dropped Ramon Ayala, it was like pandemonium in there. It was so good. It was
I was
so
like,
good.
How do they know Tigres del Norte?
It was just so fun. I'm just so proud of our country because I think we've been so welcoming as well when it comes to just people from other places. When you traveled abroad, Otto, because you're the only person in the studio that's traveled to Europe or Asia, what was something that you missed from the U.S.?
The biggest thing for me was I drove in both those countries.
Ooh.
And when I drove in Europe, some guy wanted to kill me.
Sure.
Because I didn't know what I was doing, and they have those big roundabouts.
Yeah,
and then when I drove in, I got a car in Singapore, and then I was really lost because I was on the other side of the car, on the other side of the road, and
oh my gosh,
they hated me too. I just didn't drive very often. I only drove to the places I absolutely needed
to be.
Well,
what did you love about the countries, though, that you visited?
Just the culture. I mean, Spain had great food. Singapore had pretty good food. The Chinese, when I was just in China, and that wasn't that great. But the food wasn't that great. But the atmosphere was
city.
Amazing.
Macau is a tourist city.
Macau is very touristy.
It's kind of like going to Vegas.
Well, and, I felt like it was like the American version of Chinese food. I don't know what they were doing. It just wasn't my favorite.
I just know I don't ever want to drive with you in a car in Europe. I know that much, right?
You don't. That guy literally chased me for miles.
They do that here in the States. I can't even imagine overseas.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a man that has 106 kids, and I'm not even kidding you. His name is Perel DeRove. Now, he fathered six of these children the old-fashioned way. The other 100-plus... he donated sperm in 12 different countries. There are laws against this, by the way. This is completely unethical. And in the countries that allow it, that don't have as many laws, or that just started a crackdown on this, I think, horrible thing that some people are doing. He just went out there and just gave it away.
Man.
To some single mothers, to some older mothers, to some younger mothers, just moms that wanted kids. And he is worth a lot of money, okay?
So, he's worth $17 billion, and he's going to split it up amongst the 106 children he has.
He's a founder of an app called Telegram.
What?
So that's why he's worth... And Telegram, by the way, has been accused of some shady stuff, some criminal activity on there.
Obviously not a very ethical guy.
This is horrible.
Not ethical, but he has some potent swimmers.
Yeah, he does.
He has.
So I did the math on the $17 billion.
Yeah, how much is each kid going to get automatically?
$160 million each, but there is a catch. They have to wait till 30 years after he dies in order to get the money.
So he's waiting till they're adults.
Yeah, he said he wants them to have normal lives and not just rely on a bank account.
Nothing about any of these children is normal. What is he talking about? This is the weirdest, creepiest thing I've ever heard. Look, I've heard of blended families. This is ridiculous.
So, and then also because you have all these kids like after, you know, you have the original six, right? And then the next
100 plus,
they don't even know they're going to be related because it's kind of
they do know.
He wants them to all, he has a relationship with a lot of these kids.
Well, that's cool.
No, it's not. The story behind this is he's part of this weird, odd group of men, and they're white, and they want to spread their seed. Swear. There's like a bunch of these guys that are in this group of...
So it's, obviously he's related to the guy that had like hundreds of kids?
They're not related.
Or like they're in the same group of people.
Yeah, there's a Netflix special about a man who fathered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids with the idea that they want to grow the race.
All right.
I don't know.
That makes it even more weird.
No, what about the women that he preyed on? These are women who couldn't have kids.
I mean, he didn't prey on them. They're the ones who wanted a baby, and he...
Yeah, but a lot of these people, they're lying. They're not admitting that they have the children till later. They're saying, oh, I don't have any kids. And the women are asking, and they're lying and saying, oh, I've done this with five women. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then you find out there's 100 siblings out there.
At least they're going to get a fat inheritance. So that's
no.
$160 million is no joke.
I had a sibling when I was 8 years old and nobody got an inheritance from that.
This man is in his late 40s. We're talking 30 years. Moms are going to be dead. They ain't getting nothing from this but worry. Imagine you have your child and now you have to think, my kid is related to all these people. They can never meet them. They can never date them. They can never, because it could be scary. You could run into somebody that you end up falling in love with that ends up being your brother or sister.
Oh, that's what you're thinking about?
What if it happens?
They had that problem with the other guy we were talking about that had hundreds of kids. And one of the countries, the parents all linked up because they don't want their kids in the same block. They don't want their kids to get together and have other kids.
Your guys' Netflix suggestion is wild. Whatever you guys are watching at home is way different than what I'm watching, dude. Because this is all news to me. And I want to believe this person's a bad guy. I trust you that he's not a good person. But he kind of sounds kind of cool. Because he's made 100 people millionaires. And that sounds kind of lit. No, I'm not knocking my dad.
In this economy, you do what you got to do, right? You take what you can get.
$160 million.
$160 million. Oh, come on. That's a lot right there,
unethical,
bro.
But you're paid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There have been rumors that Rihanna and Beyonce don't get along for probably 20 years. And I'm not even exaggerating. Recently, they made an appearance at the Met Gala. They were hugging. It was, Rihanna and ASAP, along with Jay-Z and Beyonce. They were all four just at a table, like having the best time of their lives. So people are like, all these different influencers online. They've squashed their beef. There was never beef.
There wasn't?
Oh.
Between Beyonce and Rihanna. Automatic, that was all fabricated to sell more records, to sell magazines. Remember those things back in the day? it really was. They were creating those moments of, I guess, just like we do now with clickbait. It was a way to get people to get excited about an upcoming project. This is Rihanna years ago, the beginning of her career, right after she signed with Jay-Z and Def Jam, talking about Jay-Z's wife at the time, Beyonce.
I love her. She actually wrote me this cute little letter. She signed it with her autograph. It was so cute. When I first met her, and she wrote, she was telling me, just let loose when you perform and just have fun and be in control. Love Beyonce. Jay-Z too, I really admire the both of them.
So see, the headline clickbait's been going on forever. It's just now at the tip of your fingers. Also, Rihanna actually did an interview one time, I believe it was in Vogue, where she said, you know, they pitted us against each other because the industry wants you to think that two women can't be successful in the same line of work. And she said, that's BS.
Now that I think about it, there's no reason why Beyonce would let Jay-Z work with Rihanna if she didn't like her.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, there's plenty of people I might not like you work with, Otto. It doesn't mean I'm going to hate them or be jealous of them or have
beef with them. What I understood was that it was a real beef. I didn't realize it was all made up.
No, it's all made up.
I thought it centered, I thought it was around like their two albums back in 2016, Formation and Anti, where that Rihanna didn't think that Beyonce let her get her proper shine during that time.
Yeah, that was not true. Yeah. I mean, think about how both of those women have shined. Like, neither one has stopped the other from being successful. And reality, that's the way it always is. Nobody can stop you from being successful except yourself.
No, in reality, Jay-Z's profiting off of both of them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, we're talking about FIFA World Cup being here. Has not been in the U.S. since the 90s. I didn't realize that. It's been incredible. But I think the best part is watching fans from abroad experience the U.S. Folks are just in awe.
Air conditioning.
It's a really big deal, right?
I mean, if you've ever been anywhere in Europe, the buildings are really old. They don't have air conditioning like we do. They have the split units, the mini splits.
Mini splits, yeah.
And so you don't get the AC everywhere you go just in that one room.
There's a fan who is expressing his opinion about the U.S., and I thought this was really important. I have something to share after we listen.
I've been lied to my entire life about America.
America, it is happening. Before traveling to America, foreigners would just think America is this place they would hear about on the news all the time. It's a horrible place. But when you strip that back, you realize the beauty of America, the different cultures, how amazing the people are. And the World Cup has allowed people outside of America to see America through their own eyes, not through their country's media eyes.
I feel the same way. And there's a very important message in what that gentleman said. If you live in Texas, you hear bad things about California. If you live in California, you hear bad things about Texas. If you live in New York, if you live wherever, whatever, they're all lies. When you go to other places, it's pretty much the same everywhere you go. It's hardworking, lovely people, everybody trying to get ahead with their families.
I mean, the cultures are different for sure.
Of course, cultures are different. But for the most part, nothing's burning down. Everybody's okay. And we're all the same. We're just trying to work hard for our families and get ahead. And this pitting one another against each other is just an algorithm so they can sell more advertisement, honey. Mm. That's all it is.
I love how that nice spew kicked off with somebody's appreciation for ranch dressing.
Yes, ranch dressing. That is, I saw this man. He was like, whatever this is, we need in the UK.
Did you see ranch dressing? TSA actually had to put out a statement. If you're going to take back ranch dressing, make sure it's in your checked bag, not in your carry-on.
Yeah, 3 ounces, baby. That's all you can take.
The greatest American condiment of all time.
Who is the inventor? Can't remember his name.
Steve Henson.
Yes, his name.
He's a plumber.
I don't know how he invented it, but whatever it is, it's magic.
I will say there's only one thing in all my travels that the world has got us on, and it's in Spain. They have the siesta. So about 2 o'clock, everything closes down for 2-3 hours.
Everything on?
Everything.
Businesses?
Business. Everything is closed down.
What do they do?
They go home and take a nap.
Shoot. Let's go, USA. what are we doing?
They have to go back to work after that, though.
So again. What? I'm down for a 2-hour nap every day, 7 days a week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.